systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, April 19th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 338, coming to you live from my friend's apartment up here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. We got my friend with us. Bees, how the fuck are you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful. Glad you guys could both make it up here.
Hey, we're glad to be here. Quick question. When I was telling everybody that, hey, we're going to be performing in Spokane on April 20th at the Paintball Assault Place, come down and watch us rap live, everyone said Spokane, they had a different name for it. What is that different name?
Which one could you be referring to? Spokanistan?
No, well, I've never heard of Spokanistan.
Spokompton,
that's the one.
They like to use Spoketucky, but I don't respect that because we are from Montucky, as you
right. know. Right, you can't rip that off. There's no, Kentucky.
No, they can't steal that from us. That's Fuck one no. thing we have in Montana.
So where did it get the name Spokompton? I know Compton, not a nice place. Gives birth to a lot of great hip-hop.
I'm familiar with Compton. I've Google mapped that shit, and I've been there, 21st and Slauson. I was at that corner on Google Maps.
Slauson?
Shit out.
Were you flossing on Slauson?
I was flossing on Slauson, and it was hard. It doesn't happen often.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
No.
I would not.
Yes, it's You know, people get hurt around here. I blame it on the meth, really.
So is it?
I think it's not a fair name. I think we're a good neighborhood with a lot of good people.
A lot of potential.
Yes, potential.
You have the potential for everyone in the chat to hear you, but in order for that to happen, you got to be in the mic.
It's kind
there
of
you go.
Industrial city, you know, and industry has died, so.
It's
you know,
like
we
what
didn't, we didn't rely on one industry like Detroit, you know.
That's what I was going to say. It's
We're
like
not
Detroit,
completely dead. But you,
right.
you saw the aluminum plants and whatnot today.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut down and doing nothing,
just sitting
know.
There.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that here.
That sucks. You know, there's a lot of that everywhere, though. So it happens. It's very understandable.
So it's kind of a nice town, though. The layout reminds me of my hometown Sarasota, except for all the fucking one ways. We don't have one ways in Sarasota. That's kind of weird. Like big 4-lane fucking one ways. Like we don't have.
We're not used
there.
To driving on paved roads.
No, but the layout, like the city itself, like the buildings, you know, all that shit. It's really relatable to Sarasota.
Amham says I'm about 15 minutes from Compton. Don't cross that line. We watched a documentary the other day, the second day we were here, all about the gangs. What was that called? Do you remember what that was called?
It's a documentary on Bloods and Crips
right.
by Stacy Peralta, I believe, the skateboarder, famous skateboarder.
Right,
who
right.
did the Dogtown documentaries.
And what's crazy is that they don't just be like, here's the gangs, this is what's going on. They start back during the slavery days in the South. They're like, the white man brought the African man here. He put them down, made them slaves, and then they, like, ganged up on them for I don't know why. And that's kind of when the first gangs, they had parts in California here
it's
that...
It's because they tried to join the Cub Scouts.
Right, and they wouldn't let them.
In Los Angeles, and the white man would not let them join the Boy Scouts of America.
And that's fucked up, right?
So they had to start their own gang, you know?
They just were a little more creative about it. They're like, so... Fuck teaching kids how to tie knots and teach kids how to help
yeah.
old ladies cross the street. We're going to teach you how to clean your nine. We're going to teach you how to make cocaine make you more money.
Yeah.
We're going to teach you how to rock it up and sell crack. We're going to
exactly.
teach you how to pimp
yeah.
hoes. All these young bloods that went through that Boy Scouts for the blacks, they learned pimpology.
We don't rub sticks together to start fires.
No, we use
Molotov cocktails.
That's right.
Up in this bitch.
That's right. And see, that's if they ever got into a war, you know who would come out on top. And a lot of it showed in the documentary about how in the early civilization here in L.A., there were certain parts that if black people went, the cops would straight up beat them down and be like, you're not welcome on this side. And that's how you get the, you know, don't cross this street and go into here because they'll shoot you. The only reason they're going to shoot you is because 100 years ago when they tried to come onto the other side, we shot them.
And so. Charlie Clown here, he makes an excellent point. The gangs are entering the military now. High level gangs are sending their members. They're saying, hey, our government will train you for free, you know.
Right.
You're learning.
You
go put in 4 years and then you come out and you're a soldier for us and you're trained in recon, you're trained in urban assault, you're trained in all that shit. All that shit that we need, you know.
And that's all shit that carries over into their real world. Like, these gang leaders send these boys off to go get trained, and they're like, I need two snipers, I need a couple recons, I need this and that. And then, you know, they do their time in the army, they learn how to do all this shit, they learn how to be disciplined properly. And then they come back, and they're like certified killers, you know, drug dealers, cat peelers. That's just how it is, and that kind of sucks, you know. It's almost like we engineered the design for their failure.
I think it's fucking great because those are the people that are going to be helping us take it over when it's time.
That's true. We're going to need a lot of these gangs. Are you going to be Blood or Crip when this all goes down?
There won't be a Blood or Crip.
It'll just be us and them?
Yes.
Like the Pink Floyd song?
Yes.
Are you us or are you them?
I work on both sides of the line.
Playing actually. The fence,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
I've been baptized,
yeah, I've
but I'm also
on both sides. Yeah. You know, I profit either way.
Well, that's good. That's good. So we had a good drive up here. Like I sent a picture to the jamhole.com/forums/Twitter to the Twitpic account of the cat chilling in the car. I thought it was going to be cool.
Not
because
like it.
When I first got her. When she was a baby cat,
and like
a kitten.
I told you before, kittens are totally different. They are
right.
easily, you know, able to be moved or whatever. When they're a full-grown cat and they've been in one place for a long time, they don't like to be moved or be around
and
new
I,
surroundings.
I didn't realize that. I'm like, oh, she'll be cool. We almost brought her here with us. Bob was like, hey, there's plenty of cats here she can play with. It's all cool. And I'm like,
nah. That
would be cool. And then we got her in the car and took her to our friend's house. And the whole way she was like, hey, kitty, are you having a good time? Meow! Fuck, meow! Like, she was
a resounding
pissed.
No.
A very affirmative, negative ghostwriter.
Like, pissed.
Yeah.
She was pissed.
So we dropped her off at our friend's house, and I guess he hasn't really seen her. She made her presence known in the kids' room.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he tried to get her, and she was, like, hissing and clawing him. And I've never heard her hiss, ever. So I don't know, man. And he had to, like, get a box that had Legos in it and, like, dump the Legos out and then, like, put it on the cat and then kind of slide it out of their kid's room just to get her out.
She's
fucking
pissed,
crazy.
Dude. She doesn't want to be there.
She's going to be pissed when we get back.
Yeah, she's gonna be shocked for a little while. She's going to be in shock because she's going to have weird abandonment issues. She's going to pee. She's going to piss on your fucking clothes.
That's
dude.
What I need is a cat with abandonment issues. That's exactly
dude,
what my life is lacking right now.
Dude, you just threw her in the car and dropped her off and left.
What the fuck
would you do? If you were like an infant, what would you do?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we had plans.
My mom!
We had plans for someone else to watch the cat, but that didn't exactly work out. So
yes, but
we had to go with plan
cool.
B.
She was moving, so
that's
all right.
Well, and I'm sure I'm just gonna have our friend drop her off at our house, so I don't have to deal with her in the car.
No, that's
yelling
not cool.
At me.
I don't think he's gonna be able to get her and put him in his
that
car.
That is true, huh? We might have to go in there with, like, a bee's keeper outfit
no,
on.
No, we'll just
like,
go in
fuck.
And she'll be like, oh, you're bad. I missed this. Fucking arms open, like, loves and
she'll
purrs.
Be happy. That's how my cats
oh,
always
yeah.
are after I leave them for 3-4 days. They, yes,
yeah.
I will love you that you came
and
back.
And you,
yeah.
bees, you have a pretty interesting cat. If you guys check out thejamhole.com/YouTube, I made a little mobile video of this cat he has. I have never in my life ever seen a cat fetch. And it was
That's
the
so
weirdest
cool.
thing. It's so cool, but it's so weird because you're used to seeing dogs carry balls in their mouth or, you know, lick peanut butter off your dick or whatever like that. You never see a cat with anything in its mouth except a dead mouse. Yeah. And, like, to see this cat, like, we throw a little fucking gold piece of shit, whatever it is. And the cat,
thing.
Like, is fucking on it,
Woo!
Puts it in her mouth, and then, like, brings it back and drops it. And is like, let's
do
it again.
Do it again.
So
it again.
I took a video of that, thejamhole.com/YouTube. You can check that out. I thought it was very amusing because I've never seen that happen before. And, yeah, Charlie Clown brought up a point while we were gone. There was a little homicide in the Flathead Valley there.
I know, and, dude.
I took some time, and if you go to thejamhole.com, I blogged about it on the show notes for the Friday show, so you can check that out. But basically, a 19-year-old, 21-year-old went to this guy's house. One of them happened to be a medical marijuana person. They're selling weed, whatever. They try to rob him. Next thing you know, they kill the guy, take his body, dump it somewhere. And that's it. So now the paper's whole spin on it because, you know, not everyone in our valley has a brain. And most of them are blind religious followers. They're all smug. They're better than you because they have Jesus, even though, you know, you're supposed to share Jesus. But they don't seem to think so. They're all like, the weed is the devil because Reefer Madness told me so. And they have no clue what's going on, you know, in modern times. They're still trapped in that 1950s prohibition mentality. So the paper does a very irresponsible thing. And in the fucking first sentence, they're like making it sound like it was weed related. Like the kids went there and smoked weed, got crazy, and then killed the guy. And it's like, well, when people rob, like, let's say a Best Buy, you don't blame the plasma TV that they stole. Like, the people would have robbed the place regardless. It's not like, oh, I'm drinking, so now let's blame it on the alcohol. I stole your plasma TV, so let's blame the people that made the TV. You don't... That sounds ridiculous. Completely fucking out of left field. But in this instance, they're like, oh, it was due to the medical marijuana. Let's stop that. See, we told you, as soon as you make it legal, people are going to start abusing it. And it's like, that's completely not the case. But way to write an article that, you know, is completely one-sided. What do you think about this whole medical marijuana thing? You think it's a good idea, or is it giving way to criminal activity and whatnot?
I'm actually really kind of torn, you know, For years, I've been smoking marijuana, you know, and I always, you know, every smoker supports legalization. But when you actually really get down and think about it, there's a lot of growers in Mendocino and whatnot that they don't want to see it legalized. Their
right.
communities thrive off of the black market that exists right now.
Exactly. And if you take that away from them.
You know, Washington here is trying to vote it into law and make it fully legal, but I don't support their reasoning. They want to put it in the liquor stores and tax it. I don't want it to have anything to do with liquor. It should not be sold in the
it
liquor
needs
stores,
to be categorized,
you know?
In that
yes exactly
I agree that, they the only seven. Reason they're doing that is because liquor has a model similar to what they think they should do, so they're trying to mimic that. What they need to do is create a new model. And what they really need to do, and I wrote this in the show notes, is they need to stop comparing this to cocaine and heroin because they look at the classification and they're like, oh, well, it's the same class as this stuff. And it's like, well, do each for a month and tell me which one, you know, makes
it's
you hate life
more.
It's not going to be the weed, I'll tell you that.
I do have pretty extensive experience with all of those, and I can say that definitely the alcohol, actually, above all of them, is causing me more problems than any of them.
Right, problem-wise. I'm saying, like, withdrawal-wise. If you do, like, OxyContin for 30 days straight and stop it, cold turkey...
That's not even a question.
You're going to get sick as fuck. If you smoke weed for 30 days and stop it, you're going to be okay. I've done it. I've done both, and... Yeah. I can tell you without a doubt that they're totally different.
No, I think really what's happening here, and I'm a little paranoid because let me tell you that I did go out and I paid the $200 for the sham doctor to get my card,
And do you real quick?
Actually,
do you agree?
He made up reasons for me to get it.
I was going to ask, do you agree that we're using the medical marijuana as a facade for just let us all smoke it?
I fully do. And, and fuck you for making us have to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Because
that's,
we've been yelling at you for years about, you know, how many people do this and why the fuck is it still illegal?
Yeah, exactly. Like, this many people, I think we're onto something. And like, I've said it before, you guys made us have to get the sick, dying, cancer poster child to make you feel something that's like, wow, maybe this isn't. I mean, if these people can take it, maybe anyone can.
No, but I am ashamed of my fellow stoner. You know, I gotta say, it's the right way to do it is not to go out there and make a bunch of dispensaries that look like head shops with your
right.
Bob Marley posters on the wall and your neon pot light.
Do you think it needs to be run more like a pharmacy then?
I've seen some places and heard of some places and read about some places that are run more like health spas where they offer massage
nice.
And other herbal treatments and, you know.
I always liked the idea in Amsterdam how they did it. Here's a place. It's safe. You can chill. We got food. We got weed. We got some entertainment.
And, yeah, I think that's a great model,
But it's not a head shop. You're not going there to really buy it. It's more come here, sit down, smoke it. Hang out for a couple hours, then go.
It's a social
or,
place for people
exactly.
with their medical marijuana cards to
exactly.
associate with other people that also have debilitating conditions.
And by doing it the way we're doing it, granted, that was the only way I could foresee that it could get done. And we got it done in a lot of the states. Not quite half yet, but we got it done. But I agree that it was a shady way to do it, but
it
you
angle.
Made us do it,
it
that
way. It was an angle.
It was an angle,
They
for
made
sure.
us use that angle.
But, yeah, they forced our hand. They wouldn't listen. And what was that? We were watching a documentary about weed. Before we watched the gang one. What was that called? Do you remember?
The Union, the business behind getting high.
That was a very...
That was really amazing. I was like, damn,
you guys
that's
should,
awesome.
If you guys are into that whole weed legislation...
The guy had a tiny little grow-op going on that only produced, like, what? It was like 12...
$120,000 a year off of eight lights.
It was 20...
And that was the guy's side job. He worked a regular 9-to-5.
Right, but
he only
also
had
and legitimately, this guy is doing this legally.
Right,
that's what's so awesome.
Yeah, it was like, what do you say? Like every time he harvested every month, he would pull out $20,000 in a month. Most people don't make that in a year, and he's got a full time job aside of that.
But now you have
that's
to
amazing.
You have to see that that market wouldn't be there. If the prohibition wasn't there to kick that market off. It's like when alcohol was made illegal, that created this whole dangerous, gangster-esque black market, this African-American market, and now they done the same thing with weed, but now they're trying to go the other way, but there's already an established market for it.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the problem. I mean, weed has been around for, you know, 10,000 years or whatever.
Forever.
It's been around forever, and, you know... The CIA, honestly, cannot lock down the market. They make some money off the black market.
Oh,
the
absolutely.
Cops can seize a crop and then turn around and sell it straight out of the evidence room right back to the dealers.
And that's one thing. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's one thing I'm kind of worried about will happen is that the government, once they start regulating it, what's to stop them from letting all of these middle to lower, even the high-end growers, grow the shit, do all the hard work, then the government comes in, busts them, and turns around and sells their product to us instead of the growers selling it and making
and
money to survive.
That's a concern with legalization, and that's one of my honest concerns, really, is, you know, Philip Morris, companies like that, they've totally got the money to come in and buy up Central California and turn it into weed fields as soon as it goes legal. And they'll sell us weed full of fucking chemicals that
that's
help
what I was
going to
say.
The
what
weed.
They will do, it's
yes.
not going to enhance the
it's
weed.
Not,
it's going to kill us a little quicker.
It will no longer be natural.
Because,
and that's what all the Mendocino and Humboldt, the Emerald Triangle over there, that's what they're afraid of, is Philip Morris moving in and taking over the country. They have bumper stickers over there saying, keep weed illegal.
Right.
Because that's their market. And
I'm all about, like, places that, you know, have really fledgling budgets right now that are broke as fuck. Like, sure, we'll help you out, get out of debt, we'll help build some roads, we'll help out with the local health care and stuff like that. Once we're back on top, though, we want that money back. We're not going to just keep giving you guys money, because then you're going to see that, and you're going to start, you know, fucking it off. You're going to be like, well, we can buy these new jets and these hookers and this blow because we'll have another $8 billion next month from all this weed we're selling. So we don't want them to see an influx of money and then be like, oh, we can just fuck this off because there'll be more. Like, they need to be careful with what they do with it. And it needs to go back in the communities that we're a part of.
And you know, weed does a lot of that. And people don't see it because it is underground. It's yep. black market. It's illegal. But weed helps your community.
It's if, a whole if, little if you economic
live
thing.
In a community where a lot of weed is being sold, you know, Eugene, Oregon, or Arcata, California,
Bend, or
like
Weed,
that.
Or Humboldt.
You know, half the businesses in your town are being, you know, supported by weed money.
Yep.
All those people are in on that.
Everyone
like
that's selling
it
is
not.
Taking their profit, and they're going out and they're participating in our microeconomic capitalism, you know? They're not just taking that money and burying it. They're fucking putting it back in circulation just because the way they got it was a little shady.
Amham mentions the Emperor with No Clothes. I just want to shout out a rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
Fat rest in peace.
Jack Herrera.
Jack Herrera. I had met him personally at HempFest both yep. before his stroke and after his stroke. He's an amazing man.
Even like
big
when he was... Yeah, absolutely. Even when he was in his older years, like to watch him speak and to listen to what he was saying up on stage... is mind-blowing. Like, he was such a smart guy. It was crazy to see that, you know. This is a pothead, and everyone's like, oh, it makes you dumb. Like,
no,
look at this,
doesn't.
Dude. He has his own fucking strain. He's written books that
it
will
depends.
Blow your fucking mind.
It depends on
Ed
the type
Rosenthal,
of person.
Too.
Yeah, that
He's
guy.
Got quite a lot of good books, and I've also met him
And that
personally.
Guy did some jail time, if I'm not
well,
mistaken.
Dude, it depends on the type of person you are, okay? I mean, if a person like me, which, you know what, this... A person like me is one in every 100 people, which I find weird. But I used to like smoking pot when I was in high school and stuff. But nowadays, I just can't handle it. And people like me shouldn't smoke pot because, yeah, it's going to make them fucking retarded.
Right.
You know, it depends on who you are, what your intellectual level is, what your mental capacity is. It depends on where you are in life and all this other shit. It depends on who you are, if you're able to handle that or not. You should know if you're able to handle that or not. I know
yeah,
I,
exactly.
I can't. I know that I can't, so I don't. You know, I smoked it in high school, had a lot of fun, grew up a little bit, and I just grew out of that stage because I just couldn't do that anymore because it was making me sit in front of my TV, eat Cheetos, and laugh my ass off, and I couldn't stop doing that.
But
so.
some people can't handle that. Some
no,
people
some people just can't handle that. I would rather do a ball of Coke rather than smoke pot, and that's weird, and it sounds weird, but it's just something that I would rather do because it's not my type of high. Different people have different types of shit that they like to do, but most people do enjoy marijuana, and I don't have a single problem with that because you know what, everybody wants to get high once in a while, and I have no problem with that.
That's right.
You your need vice to, is your vice.
Instead of looking at the drugs people are doing, you should look at why they're doing them. Maybe
yeah.
there's a reason why every single person that has a brain likes getting fucked up. Like,
because
there's
it's
a
nice.
Reason.
You know what? It makes your mind expand sometimes. You're able to do different things. It makes you do different things. It makes you think about different things that you wouldn't think about normally if you were sober. You know? It's just different. It's an augmented reality. You get to do different shit. You come up with... Sometimes people come up with brilliant ideas when they're high, tripping, rolling, stoned, whatever. It doesn't matter. It just... You know, I mean, as long as that's what you like to do, that's what you like to do.
That's
it. It's not a big deal. As long as you don't go overboard with it.
Yeah, it seems our prayer maybe failed a little bit. We're working on that.
Yeah,
online here right now.
So how long you been living up here for, Bob?
I've been here way longer than I meant to be. Let me tell you just a very short story here.
Yes, please.
I was working in California, you know, doing telecom. We had quite a big rush there. I and all my friends took off out of state, started doing that stuff. The layoff came very fast and unexpectedly. I ended up back in Montana, you know, living with the folks because I was basically had nothing. I did some tech support there for a while, which was terrible. If you've ever worked in a call center, I really feel for you because I hate that.
Yes. It's safe to say that we've all at one point in time worked in a call center environment.
So I did that for 2 years. It made me hate life enough that I was willing to do anything. And my father was over here at the time, here in Spokompton, going to college, retraining to become a radiologist. And I saw an opportunity to come live with him and find some better work over here. So I did that. I got very lucky. I landed a job doing swimming pool covers, automatic swimming pool covers, right out of the newspaper.
Nice.
And started doing that. I've been here for 8 fucking years.
But you just did it. And like, what was the plan? There was a plan, to come here, do something, and then...
I think the plan was when I started. See, I went to college right after high school for natural resource management. And then right after that, I took this telecom school and took off doing telecom work. I abused my degree.
That's
I didn't even use it.
That we all went and then, did. Right.
So while I was here, I got another degree and I decided I was just going to do something I was interested in. And
what was that in?
Fuck the world if I can't get a job in it. I did audio engineering. As you may know, Matt and I did a little bit of recording back in the day.
A little bit of hip hop
involved in that stuff, and I want to be too. And it kind of turned me on to recording. So I did some schooling for that, and now I'm all certified and whatnot. I just don't have the money to buy the gear it takes to do all that good
stuff. That shit's crazy, and you would think that with how much tuitions are, they would kind of incorporate some of that into the cost.
But
like, here's some equipment to help you.
The thing is, dude, you've already got the hard part over with. You know what to do with that equipment once you're able to get it. A lot of people start out not knowing anything about it. They try to do it yourself by reading all these books and stuff, which is cool, and a lot of people can do that. But you already know how to do it. You have the know-how to mess with all that shit. I can't do that.
I've got a formal education now, and I've also got a background basis with which to apply it. I can rap like a motherfucker if I want to.
No shit.
And Haz can, too. You've all heard it.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
You know, our old shit, you may have heard that if you're really into stuff. And if you have, I'm sorry because I didn't know what I was doing mixing back then.
Yeah, but, we tried to salvage
but, you know,
some
with
of that
what
stuff.
We had, we,
I've heard some.
We
it's
did
not that
better
bad.
Than some other people I've heard from those
that are doing it currently.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but we're ready to take it above and beyond now. It's going to happen. It's just going to take a little bit of money.
You've got a good voice, too, so I'd be excited to hear anything that you guys put out together if you guys ever get the chance.
Yeah, we did that stuff a lot. It was such a long time ago.
Well, I mean,
it seems like 04.
I mean, I've heard some of the old shit and stuff that you guys did together, and that was, you know, pretty cool for as far back as that was. You know, I mean, like you guys said, some of the guys now aren't even up to that level that you were fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is the reasoning. Like, we were doing it for a different reason than what they're doing it for, you know?
Yeah. It's always totally different, too. When you go from scene to scene, they're going to have different reasons of why they're doing it. But most of the reasons now is, I want to be fucking cool.
I want to get chicks.
I want to get bitches. I want money.
Everybody watched 8 Mile was the problem.
Exactly.
Dude, and we talked about that when that movie came out. We were like, watch this. Not on the show, but back in the Mind Orgy days. That was not a good thing. It was a cool movie and all for being a movie, but what that movie did to a lot of the youth has fucked up the game beyond what you are even imagining. Like, it destroyed shit, and I don't appreciate that. Like, it flooded the market with a bunch of people that wanted to do it because they liked the way it looked. It's like...
Yeah, and they're just doing those bar mixes and stuff,
well,
the ones that don't make any sense.
And after that, it flooded the market with a bunch of kids that wanted to write, which is cool. I support writing and,
absolutely.
You know...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, write write your heart out. I love
creativity
that
is the key to any success.
But it also spawned a whole generation after that of wannabe producers.
A whole bunch.
That make really shitty Sesame Street beats and want to sell them for $500 a piece to you.
Do you remember that Cannabis album where they had that interlude skit where he's like, "Where'd you get these beats? Where'd you get the beats?" And he's like, "The doo-doo-doo-doo that's from My Dream of Genie." Oh, motherfucker! And he's tasing him and shit. Like, that's what it's like.
That's from Q-Bert.
What's the bass? The bass, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude.
That's always, like, stuck with me that, like, you guys just completely ripped off a bunch of shit and now you're getting paid to do it. So, I think the feed's back on. I can't get my chat to open, so
whatever. Just leave the chat alone. It's okay. I got it.
So, I guess if you have an HP tablet PC and you want to run an HP monitor to it, don't. Because it will give you a big old fat giant blue screen.
Blue screen of death.
I don't appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
Should be all good now. Anyway.
You know what I don't appreciate?
What's that?
Running out of beer.
Motherfucker. Motherfuck.
So I got a really cool
birthday. All right, well, you guys can kind of keep an eye on the chat because I cannot. And I want to say real quick before you talk about that.
What?
Bob got us these drinks.
Yeah, I don't.
It's called Four Maxed. And these have alcohol and wormwood in them. These are like little absinthe energy drinks, apparently.
And they're kind of cool, but at first, taste is like...
I'm going to give this a try.
Just bear with you that it's like grape cough syrup.
It's like cough syrup.
For the first couple drinks, okay?
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday to me.
Good luck to us tomorrow rapping on stage.
Malt cough
syrup. Yeah, so... Oh, dude, my next birthday that'll be on the show will be my 26th birthday.
Oh, that is like NyQuil, dude.
I know, dude. We'll keep drinking it. It goes away.
Oh, please, could I?
Yes.
Would you just piss in my mouth to wash
through the thing? You got to keep going and it goes away.
Okay, so what were you going to say?
Happy
birthday today. What did I get you for your birthday?
You didn't get me
a job.
A motherfucking job.
Now tell me how you got me this job.
I know people. Don't worry
about
it.
Who do you know?
I know everybody.
What's the guy's name that got me the job, huh?
Everyone I know all the time.
What's the guy's name that called me, recruited me for this position? Do you even know? You don't know.
I don't know people by name.
You don't know.
I know people by face.
Oh, yeah, what's he look like?
He looks good.
No, he doesn't.
So tell us what happened.
Anyway, so I got like the coolest birthday present today. I was so excited about this. I'm still super fucking excited about this. And like I said, I made a Twitter about it a while ago when I first got the call and said something about, you know, having a badass rep in your field of work. It obviously pays off because this is what happened to me. I worked with this guy at the KB where I was fired by, you know, King Douchebag of Jerkoff Mountain.
That's right. You can do a search at thejamhole.com for King Douchebag of Jerkoff Mountain in all quotes, and you will find
out
that
what
episode.
Happened.
He was a huge D-bag.
Yeah, huge D-bag. And so I worked with this guy there, and he was fired before me, a few months before me. And he was fired for no reason at all also. I mean, he's a little cocky and outstanding like myself, and I enjoyed him very much. I liked working with him. I had no problem with him. Some of the servers, like the chick you work with and stuff, were like, he's weird. I don't like him.
Right, right.
It's because he's a little perverted because and you can't deal with it.
Because he's not a Christian suck-ass like you all.
Right.
That's
so
why.
So he complements my personality beautifully. I like working with him in the kitchen. He's great. And he's from the East Coast, who's got the real Italian accent, like, type, like, it's really weird.
Hey, yo, Tony,
hey,
come
yo,
over
Tony.
Here.
Oh, get them drip cups, so we'll do that.
Play that mook a little fucking chin music there.
I don't know. He has that accent. It's really cool.
Kabish.
So I get a phone call today from one of the guys that is still working at the KB right now. He calls me and says, hey, you know, so-and-so gave me a phone call, and he's looking for your number. Do you mind if I give it to him? I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, not a big deal. And he's like, well, here's his. He's doing something and was calling to ask about you. And I'm like, all right.
And this is while we're just driving around today.
Yeah. So I had you program his number into your phone so I could fucking get it after I got the phone with the dude.
You should have seen her in the back of the car. She like almost screamed. She was like, ah!
I was so happy. So I get the phone number and stuff, and I hang up from talking to, you know, my friend who's still working at, you know, under King Douchebag. And we get off the phone. I'm just sitting there like, Cool. Fuck yeah. All right, cool. Someone's looking for me for a job. That's pretty cool. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I get a phone call from the guy. He's like, hey. I'm like, hey, what's up? Is this so-and-so? He's like, yeah, this is me. You know, I worked with you down there. I'm like, yeah, I remember. And he's like, you know, so there, you put your, or what do you say? He's like, I'm the new kitchen manager of this one place that's reopening in Kalispell. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fucking awesome. You know, and I put my resume in there before. And he's like, right. He's like, I thought you did. And, you know, your friend had told me that you did or whatever, but I didn't find it. He's like, I found someone's resume that said Dana Carr. And he got all excited and called it. And it was some dude. He's like, damn it. She's not
a dude. I'm looking for the one Dana that's named a chick.
Right. The one Dana that is a female. So he let that guy just, you know, just kind of like hung up. And then.
And he couldn't find that Dana either. So then he found her number. And he's like, well, I'll take a hermaphrodite.
But anyway, so he calls me and he's like, dude, he's like, where are you at? What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I'm in Spokane right now. I'm not coming back till Wednesday. He's like, just get in here. Let's get this interview over with. And I'm like, all right, cool. And he's like, the interview is just formalities. He's like, we got to get some paperwork done. I just got to let you know right now I have a spot for you in my kitchen. I want you on my line. I'm starting you out $10 an hour. He's like, there'll be raises in the future. He's like, I want you to help me with the menu. I want you to help me with this shit. I want you in here and doing this.
Like a real place, you know, where you put in hard work and then you get raises because of your hard work. All that good stuff.
Like a real little boy, not just a puppet. I know.
Look at you.
It's really cool. It's really awesome to have worked with someone that got dicked over just like myself who remembered me and was like, you know what? That chick was badass.
She
was top of the line, fucking awesome line cook. I want her in my kitchen. Let me hunt her down and get her fucking number and get her in here. That is super fucking cool.
No, that really is very admirable. I've worked in kitchens myself. That's kind of my fallback on, like, worst case scenario, I will go cook.
And the whole thing of it is, she has had such a hard time finding a job, and when she does find a job, the people that work there above her always take advantage of her. And I don't know if she's being a bitch there or what, but ever since I've met her, she's just had nothing but problems with these people.
Well, I just recently met her. She's probably being a bitch.
She's kind of a bitch. That's right. Actually, that's not a joke.
What it is, it's in a line cook.
You rub people the wrong way. You're too assertive for a chick.
In a line cook setting, okay, you know, it's mostly guys. You don't really find a female line cook in a kitchen, all right? You don't. You find female servers, sometimes female prep cooks, dishwashers maybe. But you don't find fucking line cooks.
Right, unless you're looking...
You know why? Because they are the fucking quarterbacks of the kitchen.
It's
they
true.
Are taking
it's
the shit.
It's true. I line cook for Perkins.
Yeah.
Matt
Applebee's.
Matt, he did a little prep cooking. I remember Matt
I did some fry side and some
prep.
We
worked together at Perkins, and let me tell you about Matt working at Perkins.
Tell me, please.
He was the one who had to wake up at like 5 a.m. to be there by 6.
I hated
it.
And my first real shift was fucking Mother's Day, and I was about to blow brains out.
And Matt, I come in one day, you know, I'm kind of line cook pimp motherfucker there. And Matt's just a prep cook.
Banging all the waitresses.
Yeah, he does my shit for me, so my job's easier.
Right, because everything there is made by the prep cooks and then microwaved by the line cooks.
Yeah, I get there and
you
Matt's
microwave
like,
some mean mashed potatoes, by the way.
He's like, let me show you how I do this. And Matt's got a pot of, like, you know, mashed potatoes or what the fuck ever, some fucking noodles or something. He's like, this is how we divvy this shit up. It's like, one for me. And he licks off the big-ass spoon. And then he uses the same
I was hungry
big-ass
back then.
Spoon. He's like, one for them. And puts it in the little prep dish.
Oh, awesome.
One for me,
disgusting
one for them.
Fuck.
That's how I was trained.
But when you're a line cook, you ought to know, since you were a line cook at Perkins, and it's probably not a very good reference, but you did some line cooking. When you're a line cook, the pressure is on you. Your tickets are rolling in, and you can't go out for a smoke. You can't go out for a break. There's no lunch breaks. There's no designated areas where you can stop and take a breath. You are on that line until that printer stops printing, and you're getting shit from servers.
Exactly.
Where's my food? Blah, blah, blah. Well, bitch, you took out the wrong ticket. Bring my shit back.
We used to hold little competitions as cooks at Perkins. We would see who could make a waitress cry.
Oh, yeah, that's my
before
favorite.
Any of the others.
That, surprising another, enough, another, one of the easiest games we've ever played there.
Yes, another fun thing to do is to invite the waitresses into the walk-in freezer to help you get something and watch them nip out.
They don't
realize they're doing it, and you're like, yeah, that's all I needed. You don't really have to help me carry anything.
You can go now.
Yes.
I'll it's be like, in your jerkin. Unless you want to blow me.
What is that, Deuce Bigelow? He's like, I'm going to need some snails.
The ones in the bottom.
And the chick, yeah.
I need the ones in the bottom.
Right, all the way in the bottom. Those are the healthy ones. No, but I'm super excited. This is, you know, I've, like I said before, when I had the interview at TJ Maxx and they offered me fucking minimum wage, I was like, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I have experience and training for a reason. I have a field of work. I have a line of work that I am good at, you know, and I have, I'm not
She's
an
a ginger, and she has a fucking soul.
That's right. And what was funny is you caught some shit for that online, and I know online doesn't mean anything, but people are like, hey, beggars can't be choosers if you're bitching so much about needing a job. And I agree with them. You complain quite a bit on online.
I do, but, you know, but a lot of people do.
It's all with good merit. But
the thing is what did I tell her? She was like, you can't be beggar. Beggars can't be choosers. And I said, you know what, bitch? Yes, I can.
I got a boyfriend that pays all my bills, so
Well, you know, no, it's not that. It's the fact that I don't want to step into the first job that's offered to me.
Exactly.
I don't want to do that and
because
fuck myself over again.
Ever since I've been with you, you've been doing that, and it's caused nothing but problems.
It has. I wanted to wait for something to come my way that's perfect.
And that's
something
why
that's awesome, that just sparks my interest. And you know what? This guy that came to me, I know he's not a douchebag. I worked with him before. He's a great guy. He's fucking awesome. And he knows my personality. I know his personality. We compliment each other beautifully on the line and stuff. We were great together. So it's awesome.
Wow. We are very excited for you.
Amham says
actually,
I...
Actually, no, seriously, very excited for you.
I'm glad.
It's going to work out wonderfully.
I'm
can
so
tell
happy,
just from
dude.
Talking to you that you know your way around the kitchen.
I love
absolutely.
Cooking.
You should see her around a laundry room, a dish bin. She knows her way around a penis, an asshole. She knows her way around a couple of nuts.
No, I'm good in a kitchen.
We watched Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. Very funny.
Yes,
very
we
funny.
Watched I've, some stand-up from that guy today.
Honestly, I've never seen any of his shit before. I've heard of him, and I've heard he's great, but that was the first time I ever actually, like, watched his shit. He's so fucking funny.
He had a pretty funny bit about sucking dicks, and he was...
About guys sucking dicks?
Guys and girls. He was targeting mainly the girls in the part that I was laughing at, and that was, you know, he's like, every time you suck a dick, you must have to kind of prepare for that shit. Because
right.
every dick is different or whatever. You're like, you know, take a few deep breaths. Like,
you run into a dick
okay,
like
okay,
mine.
Okay, we're going to do it. I'm ready. Let's do it or
yeah.
whatever.
I mean, all dicks are different.
Funny.
Mine has a little ergonomic handle on it now ever since I got
mine's
that.
Mine's got a curve, you know. From
well, mine curves all
hand,
his hooks.
Hand use, too much hand use.
Like a
years.
Bowling ball.
Little bit of a hook to it.
Yeah, a little bit. But mine has,
but,
like,
you know,
a divot in it
you know,
that you can put your
I,
trigger
now,
finger in.
Now I don't need a ribbed condom.
My dick's like a gat.
I've got a hooked penis.
My dick's
so.
Like a God. 9 milli with the trigger on hard. Got my dick on hard. Cruising Schlossen Boulevard. Rolling. Just straight up rolling. Well, that's good. I'm glad
that's
you
like,
got a job when we get home. Because guess what?
What?
We're broke.
That was seriously the best birthday present I could have gotten today.
I know. You're welcome.
Like, no,
who's
I'm
the best
seriously
boyfriend?
So fucking you did not have anything to do with it.
I helped you
Shut
survive
up.
Until then. I had plenty to do
you
with it.
You had nothing to do with me getting this job. You know,
okay.
having a badass persona with your job helps you, I guess. They're
I'm
like,
such
you know
a
what?
Badass
that
bro.
That chick has balls.
Out
Let's
of
put
all,
her on the line.
I have such badass balls out of all the guys that applied for this job. They gave it
That's
to a
right.
chick.
That's right.
Fucking
fuck you.
Right on.
Fuck
I'm proud
you.
Of you. I'm
I get
proud.
The job.
All right. Well, moving on. Got some stories here. This one's an update. Did you ever hear the story about that school? They gave their kids laptops and then ended up spying on them through
yes,
the cameras?
Yes,
okay.
yes, I totally agree.
So
heard that.
We did this story, and now MDS sent us, if you guys ever want to email us stories, info@thejamhole.com, of course. MDS sent us this, and it's coming out that it wasn't just a couple hundred pictures. It
oh,
was,
hey, I got a question.
A few more than that, yes.
Did you smoke in here?
Maybe.
Already?
Maybe.
Maybe?
No, I did.
No, I saw him smoking.
Yeah, there's ashes right there.
Yeah?
Yeah, fuck it.
Give me an ashtray.
No, you are. Okay. No, you're not allowed to. Anyway.
I am.
A webcam spying scandal.
In the closet.
In the closet. Here. These fours, by the way, are disgusting. I can't drink it. It's cough syrup.
No, finish it. If you're not going to, I will, because I am out of beer like we talked about earlier.
I'm drinking it.
I want to see you drink, though. You never drank.
I drank some of it.
We kicked it together.
I drank some of it, and it's cough syrup. I can't. I'm sorry.
Like I said, dude, you got to give it a little bit before fucking the taste goes away.
I did get to see Matt take a shot of Jameson the other day.
I have been drinking that.
That was pretty sick.
A little bit.
I grew up with Matt, and he never drank the whole time.
I was always smoking.
Unfortunately, I drank way too much.
Yes.
But
see, then
Matt
I
took
got
a shot of Jameson.
Then I got
that
into the pills,
cool.
And you just started drinking a bunch, and that, and that was the end of our life.
I drank a bunch because if I didn't drink, I would have been beating your fucking ass,
right?
For doing all those pills.
I'm to blame for your inebriation. Awesome. So yeah, this scandal happened at a suburban Philadelphia school district. They're broadening their search now with lawyers claiming the district secretly snapped thousands, not hundreds, but thousands of thousands of webcam images of students using school-issued laptops without the pupil's knowledge or consent.
Wasn't that submitted by MDS?
Yes, that's what I said. That is a huge negative no-no,
yeah.
You weird, creepy fuck. Now, the system was in place so that if these laptops got stolen or something like that, they can, you know, check it out.
Right.
But this creepy guy was
spying,
like, just
abusing
watching.
Abusing that shit.
Abusing the fuck out of it.
That's not cool.
Some of the images include pictures of the youths at home, in bed, or even partially dressed.
I think the Catholic Church should start giving laptops to all of their members.
Right. So they could...
They can help pick out potential victims before... So they don't run into so much trouble after.
Or they could stream live sex shows on the internet with those cameras,
you know,
and make even
maybe,
more money.
Yeah, maybe we
make more money.
No, maybe this could help people. Maybe we take advantage of one, two, or three people, and we stream that shit
to all
the other priests, and they just sit there and whack it in
and
their little confession room.
And then they won't have to cut down
the molestation number.
That is an amazing idea.
That is an amazing... Dude, we are solving problems. Left and right,
I told
dude.
You. Like a .45 revolver.
Smart. We are smart.
So yeah, they were partially dressed at home. According to Thursday filing in the case, pupils' online chats were also captured, as well as a record of the websites they visited. Now, I can understand the pictures. The online chats, really? Do you even understand what they're saying? Like, kids chat today, it's not like English. It's more like Ebonics, if I had to compare it to, you know, something. Like, you have no idea what the fuck is going on. So, the story first broke back in February. The district said the cameras were activated only a handful of times when a laptop was reported stolen or missing, an assertion a lawyer suing the district say is false. They totally lied. They're like, no, whoa, we, only, we only used those when we thought the laptops were stolen. And last year we had a reported of 85,000 laptops stolen. So, sorry. We have a picture from each one.
Yeah, right.
Quote, discovery to date has now revealed that thousands of webcam pictures and screenshots have been taken from numerous other students in their homes, many of which never reported their laptops lost or missing. Huh, weird. How did they know to turn those cameras on then? If you're only using it when they're stolen, no one reported anything stolen, but you're still using it.
I think they had... probably some kind of program that let them know whenever the computer was in use,
the students,
not stolen.
The students thought it was weird that only the cute kids got laptops. They didn't really think nothing of it till now. It's all becoming clear. In February, the Lower Merion School District deactivated the webcam tracking program secretly lodged on 2,300 students' laptops. The move came a day after the 6,900 pupil district, which provides students from its two high schools free MacBooks, was sued in federal court on allegations it was undertaking a dragnet surveillance program targeting its students, an allegation the district has repeatedly denied. When we have evidence like this, maybe the thing to do is not deny it, but maybe start working out a plea bargain or figuring out who's going to take the fall for this.
Right.
Because yeah, you know, someone's going to.
Back to the Catholic Church, they should be taking the fall out,
for this.
No, they should be working out a fucking plea bargain right now.
Yeah, no
they
shit.
They should have done that a couple years ago when all this shit started surfacing.
They need
I
to
am
pick.
Amazed. I mean, I got. I'm one of those people that's guilty of getting too hammered before I
really?
Facebook or whatever.
I have no idea.
And then
I no
you know,
idea.
I tend to say some things that maybe embarrass me the next day. Well, the other day, I feared that I had maybe said some shit about the Pope when I woke up. I couldn't remember
the
it.
The Pope?
I couldn't remember if I had read Matt
and it scared
talking
you.
Shit about the Pope or if I had talking shit about the Pope. And it did scare me.
It's scary shit.
They're a powerful organization.
They are.
And I'm like, did I post a bunch of anti-Catholic shit on my Facebook?
Okay,
and I
question.
I was scared to look at it.
I got a question. Are you more afraid of the Scientologists or the Catholics? Because let me tell you, the Scientologists won't fuck around with,
yeah.
We have an image to uphold. They will send thugs to your house and they will kill you.
It's really scary. To me, I would compare Scientology,
fuck Scientology.
To Blackwater, whereas
right.
I would compare Catholicism to the U.S. military.
Gotcha. They're more tact about what they're doing. A little more
no,
classy,
they're
perhaps.
More, lawless about what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
And they're
but they're more undercover, covert
yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
Scientology will just roll up with a sign that's like, we're coming to whoop your ass, and then they will whoop your ass, you know. Catholics will send out some splinter cell groups, and they will silently come in and kill you and your family.
Right,
they,
make it look
they
like
both
something
scare
else.
Me very much. Religion as a whole scares
religion
me.
Religion
right.
is a ball of fear to me.
That
so
is true.
I just stay away from the whole thing. I'm good.
So the suit was based on a claim by sophomore Blake Robbins that school officials reprimanded him for improper behavior based on photos the computer secretly took of the boy at home last fall. And this is what we talked about on the show, that he was eating Mike and Ike's, and they brought him into the office the next day at school and was
right.
like, you're doing
right.
drugs. And he's
right.
like, pardon? What are drugs? They sound yes. fun. I'm going to go do some now.
Yeah, what's that?
After I eat these Mike and
I
Ike's.
I was eating candy, but you guys so turned me on to this drug
but
thing.
But now I'm really interested to see what drugs are.
You're so worried about it. Maybe I should go try them and see what they're all about.
Right. That behavior turned out to be pill popping. The family said their son was eating Mike and Ike's. Thursday's filing, which claims 400 images of Robbins were taken during a 2-week period last fall, also says that an IT administrator at the district may be a voyeur.
Oh,
he may
really?
Be. Really?
Maybe.
Are you sure? You better check the evidence again. You know, those 2,000 pictures of little boys in their bedrooms he has. That evidence, you might want to take
yeah.
another look at that. Lawyers suing the district are urging a federal judge presiding over the case to grant a forensic examination of administrator's personal computer. You know, you fucking know for a fact that as soon as they get on that computer, they are going to find some nasty, fucked up shit that they don't even want to know exists.
You know what? I don't know if he was a Catholic, but I'd like to interject a little story right
would
here.
Would be interesting to yes. see if he happened to be or not.
It would be. I have no idea how I would ever find the man. But when I was in Kalispell growing up as a young child there, we had this restaurant called Sykes, where all the old people would hang out.
Our
you
listeners,
still have one of those.
Our listeners are familiar with Sykes. That's the place I always used to go eat breakfast at every morning. We've
and,
had a couple girls on the show from Sykes way back when.
So I was like 12 years old, and I'll just cut to the chase and get real fast here. But
yeah,
anyway,
I was
kicking it with a homie that had a friend that or a family member that worked at Sykes, so that's why I was hanging out there when I was that young or whatever. And some old guy sitting next to him at the counter. I'm just chilling, waiting for my friend to do his business in there or whatever. And he starts trying to buy me a drink I'm like fucking 12 years old, and he's like, hey, can I get you a Coca-Cola?
I was going to say, they don't serve liquor at Sykes. Like, and, hey, can I buy you a smoothie,
you know, this
little
old,
boy?
This old dude, he's all talking sweet to me, trying to buy me a soda. Hey, and I'm like fucking 12 years old, and I'm cool, this guy's going to get me a soda or whatever.
And you totally went with it, just innocent as fuck. He's like, hey, I have a straw at my house. It's okay.
And then
hop in my van with no windows.
Right.
Thankfully, that was all that happened. The guy bought me a soda, and he's like, if I see you here again, I'll buy you another soda or whatever.
Did you go back every day and just drain him?
I went home, and I told my mom about the nice guy that bought me a soda.
And that was the last time you were ever allowed at Sykes again.
Yes, exactly. She,
you don't take shit from strangers, damn it!
Turned me on to what may have been happening there.
That is awesome, dude. And you know what? We've gone over the sex offender registry in Kalispell in the Flathead Valley. And it is appalling, dude. Every block, it seems like there's a couple. And I understand they have to live somewhere, but why do you have to live in Kalispell? Can you go somewhere else?
It's completely enclosed by mountains. The kids are sheltered.
I know.
Christians. They don't know any better.
We have the racists trying to bring the KKK here. We have fucking church people everywhere. We have homeopathy running rampant, chiropractors preaching the good word of the subluxation that they can't seem to find anywhere. Oh, my Christ. Speaking of subluxation, guess who is doing pretty good in their lawsuit against the BCA?
Oh, who?
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
Simon Singh got sued by the British Chiropractic Association for an article he wrote in The Guardian.
You know who got a card because of their subluxation?
Who?
Nice. Me.
Are you
subluxation? Oh, my God. Amazing. I'm not allowed to talk about that anymore because it could get me fired. Going back here to finish up, the lawsuit said the administrator was placed on paid leave, invokes the Fifth Amendment to every question asked of her. Interesting. Now, why would you maybe say I plead the Fifth?
Maybe because you have something to lie about.
Are you hiding something, perhaps? I would tell you my story and completely, like, make my name free and clear, except that I would be a complete liar, so I'm going to go ahead and just plead the Fifth on that. And it's a chick. Is that weird? I guess maybe she's the administrator, but was she the one spying? Was she?
I always find it weird to see chicks in crime, honestly.
Was she bumping her clit watching these little kids just get down?
Sometimes you see them, you know, abusing the welfare system.
Right, or having too many children and not taking care of them. Women are hoarders also.
Yes, it's not often that you see them, though, involved in gang activity or otherwise.
Well, and especially a sexually related thing. Like, women can go out and get something to fuck their twat 24/7.
Fucking
we as guys, we have to fucking buy him dinner. We gotta tell him shit.
No,
that
we
may
have
not
to
true.
Play the odds. That's what it actually comes
or
down
that.
To.
Play
it's
the numbers
like
game.
Applying for a job in this economic condition.
Do you
that's
have a resume?
What it's like for a guy to try to score a chick.
That
see,
is.
That's,
is a
what,
good,
that's
a good. Basically, we apply to like 20 of them. We put ourselves out there, and maybe one will give us the time of fucking day.
That's the whole idea, where you go to a bar and you ask 10 women, hey, would you like to have sex with me? One
of
them will.
Well, and that's my problem, because I don't fuck around. I just come out there, and I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to date you. I'm not trying. You
I'm just
fuck?
Looking to fuck.
Yeah, you want to come home with me tonight and let's bang and get all nasty and
that's right, and I'll do it nicely.
And I'll be gone before then, you wake up.
Yeah, well, no, it's my house, so you'll be gone.
You'll
before
be gone.
I wake up.
No, you'll be gone before I fall asleep because I don't know you, and you may go rummaging through my shit, and that is unacceptable.
Unacceptable. So we kind of exchanged resumes at the beginning, you know?
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, do you have kids? No. All right. Do you want to have sex right now?
No, it was
because I'm in love.
How old are you? And I was 22 at the time.
And I'm like, I'm 23. 22.
You're right like, how many kids do you have? I'm like, none. Why the fuck would I do that? And you're like,
jackpot.
I love you.
Can you host a podcast? What?
I can
never
talk
mind.
Shit.
Come
yes.
home with me.
Let's do that.
Can you talk shit? Can you hang out with the bros?
Yes.
Can you bro down?
It was so funny, though, because, you know, you had a weird opinion about me in the beginning. You know,
yeah,
like
I thought you were kind of a weirdo.
Danny, and let me just interject again that
please.
Just met Danny recently.
She's kind of a bro.
For a long time. I kind of know her from online and just keeping up with Matt because we live apart from
persona.
Each other and whatnot.
You know everything she
Danny,
likes to complain
Danny
about.
Danny is a brosif, man.
A brosif.
She's a brosifina.
She knows way more about fishing than I could ever begin to.
Than any
wild.
Woman should.
Well,
which is funny because most guys are all like, oh, fishing's awesome. They would like, that's their wet dream to have a chick that loves
and
fishing.
Actually, and
I hate it.
What I realized today, what's really funny, I've only met two girls named Danny or
Dana
right. or whatever.
Yeah.
They were both like total
dykes.
Boys.
I think
total
it's my
tomboys.
Dad's fault, dude. My dad, the reason why I'm named Dana actually. Give you a trip back into the 70s and shit is because my father, his like first crush and first girlfriend back in the day in high school was a chick named Dana, and she was completely badass and, you know, did all this awesome stuff that my dad liked to do. And then he got with my mom and, you know, found out they're having a daughter, and he's like, we're naming her Dana. And I was, you know, I was like,
gee,
cool.
Thanks,
yeah,
Dad.
Cool. You know, I've only met one other chick named Dana, and that's the guy's girlfriend that got shot in the shot by his dad or whatever. And, you know, she wasn't a bros bro type of chick, so.
No, she was very, like a lady.
It was very weird. So, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I was raised different. I was raised somewhere else. So it's a whole different area or place to be raised in. And, you know what, plus, chicks in Florida that are brought up, and unless their parents were born and raised there, they're brought up differently also. You
Charlie
know.
Clown says, Matt is a cradle robber. If you can't find a good girl, raise one. That was the idea.
I saw that.
You can't raise me.
They were also wondering if this bees guy is a teacher.
He is a great teacher from way back. He is
our
full
Obi-Wan.
Of wisdom.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Bees and myself have died quite a few times together. Our egos have been lost. We've been some weird places together, and I'm comfortable with my sexuality enough to say that. One night, he turned into my girlfriend at the time, and I tried to kiss him because I thought he was her. That was kind of weird. That was one of the nights we died. I died a little bit that night.
I think I died a little bit on the inside when you tried to kiss me.
That was so horrible. Go ahead and tell him what happened if you'd like.
Well, yeah, there's so many stories, you know. If I'm just to focus
How many times
on,
has he tried to kiss you,
I,
dude?
Well,
really,
just that once.
Really.
That I remember.
If I'm just to focus on that night, then I've really got to talk Matt up before that and say, like, Matt is one of two people that I could, like, drop 10 strips with and trust to drive me through town if we needed
right.
to like get in the car and go do some real shit or whatever.
And when I told you guys about every time back in the day when we were younger, when we would end up tripping, somehow something would happen and we'd always have to drive. I would be the one that ended up having to drive all the time, and that's when, you know,
well,
that's
drove,
when all this...
I drove quite a lot when I was teaching you how to
right,
fry
real before
hard.
All that.
Because I had to teach you how to fry real hard.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's,
that's
it's
something everyone
learned,
should learn.
You know? And, well, anyway, Matt, though, that night, if we're going to talk about that night, it was pretty wild. I kind of flipped out a little bit myself that night.
Yeah, yeah.
I never expected Matt to go that far, but Matt, he used to, like, be a little bit into gardening, but he can't grow plants. He likes to grow fungus.
Right, thejamhole.com/haztech. There's a little tech I wrote.
And so he brought a whole bunch of that over here to Spokane one time, and I think we made spaghetti out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, we had a quarter each, and
wow.
we dumped it in this fucking
pot.
About
a half ounce of mushrooms
and
a little bit of spaghetti, you know, a plate each that we split.
We ate it, and
we tore that shit up.
It was good. It was really good.
And then I think on top of that, we had a coffee grinder, and we...
Yeah.
We figured out that, and in case for any mushroom doers out there, let me just tell you right now, this is the absolute best way to do it. I don't condone this, but if you do
If you
want to
research, this is how you research.
Take a fucking coffee grinder, grind up your dry mushrooms till they're powder, drop them in some Gatorade, swish that shit up, and chug the thing of Gatorade. How?
Wow. The idea is...
It'll hit you in like 10 minutes harder than you've ever... It'll lay you out.
It will put your dick in the dirt.
Yeah, like a fucking linebacker, dude.
You won't be able to find it. The idea is that your stomach doesn't have to work so hard breaking down the physical mushroom itself. It's in a powder form. It just absorbs it and boom. Oh my God.
Done.
Be careful. Seriously. We have no responsibility with what you do. This is just a thought. Experiment.
That sounds like a good idea, though. It's like mushroom tea. My dad used to do that, grind it up and then put it in tea and just drink it all day.
Yeah, that night, the basic form, as far as I can remember it, I think I started peeking first and my whole apartment started tipping on me. Like, we were inside of it and the whole thing is just fucking, like, churning. And it's
hold on
like
to something,
a carnival
man.
Ride and we're hanging on to the couch. And then after that, I had some big bay windows up there, and Matt starts thinking that we're in, like, this fish tank, and the government, or and the cops and shit, and everybody is watching us and seeing what we do, like, some experiment. Like,
I thought it was a game,
they
and...
They gave us the drugs, and they're gonna sit there and watch us.
I thought we lost because we chose the door with the drugs, and now this was our punishment, and that just... It escalated, and I heard sirens, and I heard talking, and I heard them mocking us and laughing, and I spiraled, dude, out of control.
He spiraled pretty far out of control. I had pretty long hair back at the time, and actually about the same length as his girlfriend's hair, and I'm a pretty tall guy, and she was a pretty tall girl.
Yeah, and, that was so weird.
Matt started to mistake me for her at some point in the night.
Because you were saying, I remember what it was, you were like, if you want, I will take you to her right now. And I'm like, I need her right now or something.
You know,
and you were like, I'll take you there. And I'm like,
here. I'm a good guide, and I'll do what it takes to keep my fellow on a good trip.
You were giving me what I subconsciously... Yeah, he was giving me what I...
He was getting a bit out there, so I was trying to keep it in control. And
reeling,
you know,
back
in. If you really need to go see her, I'll drive the fucking 5 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll take you to go see her. So
and
you
I
can
really...
talk to her right now.
I thought about it. I was like... Huh.
But then
she was there, and
yeah,
I was like,
he decided
was
her, and everything was okay. And he started to try to move in on me and whisper sweet nothings in my ear and give me little kisses on my neck. And that's when it went too far. I was like, you know, I can't really trust... I'm down to Paul now. Paul's the only person I can fry hard anymore. Matt can't handle
it. It was
this
weird
because
as soon as you pushed me away, you like she morphed back into bees, and I was like, whoa, are we arrested yet? And then like it started going down another path, but it kept like repeating the same thing, and it was freaking me out, dude. And I don't know, man. We came out of it. Every time we come out of it.
I didn't know what to do. I was frying fucking balls too, you know. I didn't want to take him to the doctor or some shit like that.
Oh no, and it never got to that point. Like,
no,
we
it
never...
didn't, but I was like, lay down. And I put him in the bed and I'm like, you need to just lay down and stay here and stuff. But he wouldn't stay in the bed unless I laid down with him. So Matt and I are laying down in the bed together.
Oh my God.
And he's trying to kiss me like my cat tries to lick me or something. And I'm like just turning him away. I'm like, no, don't lick. Don't kiss. No.
No.
Smacking me on
but
the nose.
I
and
laid
shit.
There and I held him and I made everything okay.
Aww.
And everything was okay. And I thank you for that.
You
I
held
about
him.
Him you know? We're brothers like that.
That's cool,
so
man.
Sweet.
And that's
but
cool.
I never put penis in his ass and he never actually kissed me. It,
that's
it
right.
just came close.
He tried. He was like, I love you.
And see, we can to this day still sleep in the same house together. He wasn't, I don't know, did you lock your door last night?
Probably.
I was drunk. I didn't know any better. I'm glad you didn't rape me last night.
Yeah. Right back
see,
at you.
He knew you weren't Layla, dude.
Charlie Clowns.
A tight connection with you. He's like, I love you, man.
But I did with her, too, which was weird because me and her would always trip like to that extent, too. And I think that's why it just conjured up. And I was like, you're her. And that's crazy because, dude, I swear you had the tits and the everything. I was like...
How did she get here so quick? Fuck it. Kiss me.
I believe that was another night where you and her were both here, and you were kind of offering.
We're trying to get a threesome going
up to me. And I'm like, you know, I would probably do it, but I don't really know if Matt would offer this to me if
he was
sober.
She doesn't really look into it, but I was like, and I tried to talk to her about it on the way here.
I wasn't so concerned about Layla. I was more concerned about, like, would Matt really want to get down like this if we were sober?
Right.
Like, if I bang his girlfriend in front of him... And tomorrow, when we're not on drugs anymore, is he going to still think that's cool?
Right, well, are you still banging her? Or, like, are we done? Like, but it was weird because I was sober on the way up here. And she was with me. And, you know, I'm, like, thinking to myself, how am I going to bring this up? Like, hey, when we get to Bob's house, we're going to have sex.
Hey, if I had known you were sober and thinking about that, we would have gotten
sure. But she was weird about it too, which is why I think I didn't push it too much. But crazy nights, interesting things.
That's cool.
We've had some pretty good times. And, you know, through all that, through the thick and the thin, we never got in trouble, arrested, anything like that. We stayed safe. I'm impressed with that.
I've never punched Matt with any seriousness.
Right? We've never gotten in fights like that. That's awesome.
Amham says he's going to have a onesome after the show.
A onesome with myself.
Hoorah for you.
No, that's what else I got Danny for her birthday. I got her some semen. The only problem is it hasn't got here yet.
It's still in my balls,
right?
Yeah, I'm not excited to get that.
I'm not letting them have sex. I think they probably did while I was in town earlier.
You know what's funny, though? When you left, I was like, can we have sex now? And she's like, no. Like, God damn it.
He tried to grab me.
Know,
he's like, let's do it now.
I mean, I've been dry humping you like all weekend.
I know.
If you want to get down on the hide of bed, I never sleep on that thing. Just don't use sheets. Just do it on the mattress.
No, because
I'm going to throw it away when I leave here anyway.
The problem is that hide of bed is like two bars that I'm sleeping on.
Well,
very
uncomfortable. It's kind of like doing it in a tree fort when you're 12 years old.
I mean,
I'm not 12 anymore, dude.
We could just go in the bathroom in the tub if I was worried about it. It's cool, man.
Hey
you guys didn't tell me you
floor.
Wanted a classy place to you were coming up.
I don't know if you listen to
really
the show
care,
much, but
actually.
We don't have that much sex, so
dude,
don't worry
whatever.
About it.
Whatever, dude. I accommodate your needs.
That's right.
Okay?
You try.
And I don't really care, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I could take it or leave it. Meh.
But I've had sex on a bathroom floor on a shag carpet. Not too bad. And my brother went in there after me and was like, Dana, I can see your ass print on the floor. Which was awesome.
Awesome.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
well,
have that for nightmares for the next week.
I got another story here before we get the fuck out of here. This is awesome. You know how last time when there was that earthquake in Baja, Deepak Chopra, do you know who this guy is?
I know who he is, but I didn't hear about the quake.
Okay, well, there was an earthquake. He took responsibility for it. He said he meditated too hard. That was my bad.
Speaking as woo-woo.
Oh,
and I caused it. Well, there was another earthquake, and, you know, the volcano blowing its load all over the place, canceling flights and shit. It's like end times, right? End times are upon us, 2012 being the end time. Things are happening, and so we have another good reason, though, that we can, you know, take some something happy in. I don't know. Women who wear revealing clothing and behave promiscuously are to blame for earthquakes, a senior Iranian cleric has said.
Oh, cool.
It's your fault.
Hey,
you know what?
Don't dress like sluts.
I told you to keep an eye on women. You fucked up paradise for us back with Adam way back in the day when it was, you know, the day, like the first day.
Then you took our fucking rib.
I'm sorry.
You fuck up paradise. You're causing earthquakes. You bleed and become a real cunt like once a week every month.
Hey, I'm not a whole cunt.
No, you're only half a cunt. You're like two bitches.
50%.
50%.
Like your cunt kind of takes over for that week.
What do you think they're doing?
I only have one ovary, so I don't have that big of a bitchness attitude.
Dude, my mom is a bitch. And she's had a hysterectomy.
Shout out to Beez's mommy.
You remember when we were into writing on cars with shoe polish, and I had written on the back of our car, your bus?
I got in big trouble.
That was the first time I ever saw her mad, and holy shit, dude, she was so pissed. Matt,
well, we did it to this, it was the Rob's kind of girl
allegedly
Jeep at the time.
Right.
We were following her back from Missoula, and we stopped at a gas station, and I kind of snuck up and I wrote child molester across the back of her Jeep with white shoe polish.
Oh my God.
It was so funny to us for some
reason.
She
drove all the way back to Kalispell that way. Yep.
We never, the funny thing is though, like we never thought about like what it, the repercussions of it.
Yeah, we didn't think of the implications.
Right. Like I didn't think of
funny.
We have a bus with child molester scribbled on the back of it sitting in your driveway.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I just never, it didn't occur
Matt
to me.
Did. Matt was so inspired that he thought it was funny that he wrote it on the back of my VW bus.
You inspired me a lot when we were younger.
You were my inspiration. I parked the bus in my driveway, and my mom is pretty, you know, feminist, kind of. Like, she's a strong woman.
She doesn't support child molestation. Yes. Let's
probably
just say that.
She does not support child molestation, and that was
nor do I
across the back of my VW bus. And, yeah, Mom kind of had a problem with that.
I never seen her mad, except, I mean, I've seen her mad after that, but that was the first time, and I was like, wow, that was inappropriate, Matt.
Matt's inappropriate a lot, but he usually doesn't realize it until after the fact.
Right, right.
And some of us
don't
either.
Yeah, and he still has that problem.
And then when we do, we're like, man, what? Fuck Matt, dude. We knew he was talking shit. Like, why'd we listen to that?
See, and that's a problem a lot of people have with him and this show is they
people
don't
have problems
what
with me.
Shut up. They don't
Hold
realize.
On.
Shut the fuck up. They don't realize that he's usually being sarcastic or kidding around. And I didn't get this until after a while living with him, dude.
I'll just say this:
He does not seem like he's kidding sometimes.
I'm very serious about very, very few things.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize
very
that.
Very few.
I mean, we all, you know, because you've known him for a long enough time, and I know because I've lived with him for over a year now, and I get it.
Almost 2 years.
And still sometimes it pisses me off.
High five. Almost it's, 2 years.
Shut up. Anyway.
I'm just
but,
kidding.
You know, a lot of people don't get that.
Yeah,
you don't have
don't
a different
him.
Kind of personality to even get you in the first place.
Hey,
so.
We have people that listen to the show that get me. You guys get me,
yeah,
huh? Sure they do.
Some.
Fuck off. So anyway, earthquakes, women causing them. Oh, wow. This is like a 13-letter word. Hoja Tola Salam Kazam Sadaka. Comments below warning by President Mohammad Ahmadinejad that a quake is certain to hit the capital, Tehran, and that many residents should relocate. He knew that because there were lots of women dancing. In a prayer sermon, the cleric said, quote, many women who do not dress modestly lead young men astray, corrupt their chastity, and spread adultery in society, which increases earthquakes. Fact.
That's not, well.
Fact.
Earthquakes beside. There's a lot of women here that make me think nasty things.
Is
the
this
way
like
they dress.
Big bottom girls make the world go rockin' round?
No, it's the fact that, and I don't know if it's been addressed on your show because I don't really watch it, but.
Oh, please.
When I was in high school, you could tell the difference between a 14 or 16 or 19-year-old girl.
Now maybe not
you
so much.
You can no longer tell that difference now. When you're a 30-year-old single male rolling around, you cannot tell the difference between a 29-year-old female out there showing off her booty.
For example.
Versus a 19-year-old female, you know. You can't
sometimes
tell
you
that
just don't
difference.
Know.
They look the same.
They do. For example, we were at Hot Topic here because I will justify this by saying Dana really wanted to go there, so
I
we're
really like,
Hot
Topic. They have some really cool shit that I can't get at JC fucking.
Well,
Penny.
I understand that, but
you know,
we have the internet.
Tops.
You can shamefully order that crap online.
Yeah, but it costs more instead of just going to the damn store.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so we're in there. We're
I'm
we're
not
looking
gothic
at,
by any
okay,
means.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So we're in there. We're looking at shit.
Did that in high school.
There's these hot chicks in there, and me and Bob like totally are like. There's some hot chicks. Check that out. And totally hot. Everything's totally going good. Moving. Mojo's working. All of a sudden, one of the hot chicks, like, looks to her right and is like, hey, mommy. And instantly, dude.
Boom.
Game over.
Your raging clue.
Game over.
Totally gone.
And I, like, I saw that and I was like, huh. And, you know, I guess, obviously, Bees saw that because when, you know, we got outside... No one can hear you in the closet. Come out of the closet, Bees.
Yeah, Bees, you're in the closet.
But yeah, so we're starting to walk out, and he's all loud about it. He's like, damn, I thought them chicks were sexy till I heard one of them say, mommy.
Right? And you know what? any chick that calls their parents
mommy
or daddy in public, you're not a fucking woman.
They look
okay?
like they're 24 or 23.
Right,
or
if you
want to
look that way, don't
18,
act that way, for Christ's fucking sakes. At least play it out until you get outside in the fucking car and your mom's like, why'd you spend all that goddamn money? Don't, I mean, come on, for reals, seriously. And hey, even my cousin, 29 years old,
whoa, whoa, inappropriate. You are not allowed
to
speak.
Oh, I'm not allowed to speak about my cousin.
Inappropriate.
Right.
That's
right.
All. Moving on.
Daddy, she said something about me on her show.
Women.
You gotta call her. You gotta call her and fucking yell at her. Yeah,
women
don't work.
In the Islamic. Thank you for that. In the Islamic. I look forward to the phone call later. Women,
she don't listen to this shit.
Women in the, yeah, in the Islamic Republic are required by law to cover from head to toe, of course. That is a very meaningful law. I'm glad we have that. Pot being illegal and women covering themselves.
Okay.
But many, especially the young, ignore some of the stricter codes and wear tight coats and scarves pulled back to show much of the hair. Check out their hair.
Yeah, that's
some nice
sexy hair.
Is that finesse or perm?
What if they're
plus?
Like me? Then you're like, nice neck.
Yeah, check out that dude. You wouldn't even have to cover up. They'd be like, nah, it's cool. She's a dude. Quote, what can we do about being buried under the rubble? Saraki said. There is no other solution but to take refuge in religion and to adapt our lives to Islam's moral codes. Doot, doot. We're going to take refuge in religion.
Yeah, nah.
The jam hole. Take
the jam
refuge
hole religion, if you will.
In religion. I love that.
I'll take refuge in jam hole.
Because,
yeah.
You know, that's been working out really well for the last, oh, I don't know, 1,500 years.
Nah.
Religion has been just killing it over there. And I mean killing it. Like, So, we're going to just keep going with that. Because we're pleased where we're at so far, you know. This beautiful barren wasteland God has given us. Thanks, God.
They don't have very much over there, and we've got a
yeah.
lot of weaponry, so basically all
but
we've got to do is blow it all up and then
and
we
start
take
over.
All the oil.
That's a good idea, but check this out. They've been around for way longer than we have. They've had a good head start, yet we're ahead of them now, 2010. Where did they go wrong?
They didn't go wrong. It's just that we got very lucky having the country we have in the resources.
Is that what it is, really?
We're really the blessed people, you know? You gotta be pretty fucking thankful you're a white male in America.
Who can rap? Know? I am so thankful for that. You have no idea. I'm going to rap tomorrow, and it's going to be awesome.
God. And I will videotape that for you all,
yeah,
because I am awesome.
Because I've gotten around to putting up the video from the last couple of weeks.
I know, right?
I better be VIP, because if I've got to stand out there like in the crowd and try to act down while you're rapping.
You're going
to
be up on stage acting down
you're
while
gonna be,
I'm rapping.
You're going to be our crowd hype man.
I'll get up there and dance like a motherfucker.
Fuck yes.
We should do that. Well, I got to hold a camera. Fuck.
You can do that.
I'm good, dude.
I've seen it. How's your knee? You might need that to heal first.
It's doing pretty good today, actually. And yeah, we went Fawfing. We planned this big weekend of Fawfing because we have these awesome fucking courses here in Spokane.
My favorite course, downriver.
Myself and Matt were both avid Fawfers.
Yes.
And
we've been Fawfing for over 10 years.
I drank like 3-4 beers or something. I was a little too drunk before we started our game. We're on.
I had to drive his car to get there. That's how he was.
Fourth hole, and I go to drive, and I just fucking eat shit. I don't even really remember
honest,
it, but
it was so funny.
I twisted the fuck out of my knee, dude. Like the next day, my knee wouldn't even bend and shit.
I thought it was
around like stiff legged.
I didn't think you hurt it that bad because I'm like admiring the scenery, and all of a sudden I hear this thud, and I like look over and you're just on the ground like ow.
Yeah,
and then you got
then,
up okay, but man, you were limping around like a motherfucker later on.
But didn't you eat
and
shit
then,
later?
Yeah, and then two holes later, like this place has these rubber tarps that you tee from and they're kind of nailed in, and I kind of, my toe caught the beginning of it and it just dropped me right on my face.
Oh,
but
my
then
God.
I got
I
up
I
and
seen that.
Got a birdie, so it was all good. But yeah, so then we ended up just getting completely blazed, allegedly, and sitting here and sleeping all fucking weekend. Grow more sativa, less indica.
Yes, we're tired
okay.
of sleeping growers. You've got the facilities now.
Do
you've
it.
Got the time. It's legal for you to do.
You know what this reminds
so
me of?
Grow us some fucking sativa so we're not all sleeping.
Please.
And being the stereotypical, you know, lazy stoners.
Do you know, that reminds me of, like, sportsmen at back home when they only stock certain falfdis and it's the shitty ones.
Yes.
But you have to buy them anyway because nobody
want you
else...
to throw like shit.
Right, but you have to get them because no one else fucking sells falfdis. That's what this is. Grow more sativa, less indica. I'm falling the fuck asleep.
Nodding
here.
Out all the
so
time.
So bad. I'm trying to, like, write rhymes
it's
and I'm like,
great. You
I
know,
got a sick flow
for,
going
for those of us that really need it for pain. Keep
it's
growing
wonderful.
The indicus. That's wonderful.
Grow both. That's
but
all I'm asking.
For those of us who are abusing the system a little bit, let's grow some fucking sativas so we
fucking
can all
a.
have fun around here.
Fucking
you know what I'm saying?
A. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think I'm getting a little sleepy lately. I've been having to take naps in the middle of the day and stuff.
Contact
I think that's
buzz.
Because you guys are all smoking this shit around me, and I'm like, I'm
ten,
fucking tired.
10 years in the game.
I want pie
and
for
we're
breakfast.
Still smoking. What?
No, it's like, I want Oreo cream pie for breakfast.
That
I'm
was
gonna
some
heat
good
up
pie.
This fucking
dude,
Philly
you know
steak
what?
And cheese,
got,
and I'm gonna
got,
pass
I
out
got,
for an hour.
I can't name names, but I want to see some shit. I got some shit coming out of Missoula right now. Oh my God. Motherfuckers
Word.
Are making like tinctures, like. Fucking like
getting all creative with it.
Highly concentrated oils. You can drop that shit in your eyes.
They
like
made some
an
shit.
Drop or
it's
like
called potpourri.
Take a
and
couple
you just
drops
sniff it.
On your tongue.
You just sniff this
or
shit.
Whatever. Like, dude, a fucking eyedrop bottle contains like 2 ounces of fucking blood.
All
dude.
Fucking shrunk down.
Yeah.
It weighs like 3 fucking
yeah,
pounds.
I got some
worth.
Buddies that are into making that shit.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, it's wild. Every
right,
time I
well,
go to Missoula, I love it.
Missoula is a cool place for that.
It's
lots
sure,
of crunchy hippies. All right, well, let's finish this up and get the fuck out of here. I'm
right.
falling asleep now. So they want to know what they can do to avoid being buried under the rubble. There is no other solution, right? Religion, all that. Okay? Iran is one of the world's most earthquake-prone countries. Weird that maybe it's one of the most shitty countries, too. So, like, the worse you are, the more earthquakes you have as punishment?
I think that's
interesting.
How it works.
That's how it works, right? The shittier the people, the more fault lines they create because they're always falling down.
We need to create a
picking
bunch in the mid, you know,
Midwest,
Middle East.
Bible Belt?
No, the Middle East.
This is the Middle East.
Let's drop
Pay
some
attention.
Earthquakes over there and fuck them up a little bit
They're
more.
Doing it. They're doing it fine on their own.
Well, what'll happen
Keep not women close.
Well,
keep
we
not
need,
wearing.
We need to keep the ground solid so we can build a good pipeline through that
Well,
shit.
Of course. I mean, we wouldn't want to, you know, blow up all the oil. I mean, that would kind of make waste of being over there for the last, what, 15 years. I mean, fuck, if we ruin that, shit. So 2 weeks ago, Ahmadinejad said at least 5 million should leave Tehran because of the earthquake threat. Some experts even suggested Iran should move its capital to a less seismically active location. But they didn't understand. They're like, but there's women there too, right? Well, yeah. Well, then there's earthquakes. We don't know.
We built our shit in Phonework real good.
Fucking yeah, we did. Anchored that
down
shit down.
In California, when we were building Phonework down there, it was like zone 5 earthquake shit.
Everyone that has cell phones in like from Colorado to Kentucky to Florida to Vegas, you're welcome.
Stuff. Yes.
That's
built
weird, right?
Switches.
We did that. That's so crazy. And if it doesn't work, it's Paul's fault. Just saying.
Paul got high a lot before he went to
work. Yeah, maybe a little bit. So, in 03, a powerful earthquake hit the southern city of Barn, killing 31,000 people, about a quarter of that city's population. They also probably blame that on the women. Quote, and now, if natural earthquake hits Tehran, no one will be able to confront such a calamity but God's power. Only God's power. So let's not disappoint God, end quote. I think that's a beautiful note to end on. Let's not disappoint God, okay, guys? Can we do that?
No.
Can we just not disappoint God?
What's our idea of God tonight? Do we have a different idea every night?
No.
I've never heard you talk about God on the gym.
No, God just is whatever.
For tonight, what's our idea?
For tonight,
Can we call it nature? Can we just say that nature is our higher power?
Humanistic, naturalist view, sure.
No, nature.
Yeah,
because
nature.
I've been through a lot of treatment, a lot of AA, and
right?
All that crap. They make you have a higher power.
Right. Or, well, so you can say, nah, I'm
they
good.
They try to tell you it's not about God.
Right.
But they want you to have a higher
power.
It's
about this book that this guy wrote.
I said my higher power was a doorknob when I was in treatment.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that didn't quite
work out for me.
Could
so
you
I added,
say that your higher power was your drug of choice and that's why you did it so much?
Yeah, you could.
I wonder
they
what they would
like
say.
It.
That
I
would
worship
blow,
cocaine.
That would blow their fucking mind, right?
That's not part of the protocol over there.
Says who? You want a higher power, I gave you one. You're saying it's wrong? Are you saying my higher power is wrong?
But anyway, for tonight, you know, to end this, let's just
it could be cocaine,
say our
sure.
higher power is nature. We're not going to pray to whom it may concern. We're going to pray to Mother Nature tonight.
Mother Nature, please
Kim
don't be a
Hannah
cunt.
Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah
That'll
Montana.
Be Monday. That'll
yes.
be Wednesday.
Pray to her tonight.
Yes.
Absolutely. So.
Epic win.
Epic. They all try to
can
be,
can we get
I
this
guess.
Wrapped up so I can go bowling for my fucking
oh, yeah,
birthday?
Are we going bowling? It's 11:30. We're going to try
it's
and go
bowling.
It's
not 11:30, you dumbass.
My
it's
computer
10:30.
Says, oh, okay, it's different
Spokane time.
Right. Yeah. So, thank you guys so much for being with us. Happy birthday, Dana.
Like
happy
a boss!
Happy birthday,
son of
Dana. Hey, thank you all for putting up with me.
Hey,
these.
Thank you for
I'm
letting us stay here.
Hey, actually,
I was on the show. It was a lot of fun.
I heard a comment in the chat saying that this Bees guy is
they
one of the most...
They want to bone him.
This Bees guy is one of the most intelligent guests you guys have had on the show,
yeah.
ever. So,
he is.
All right. So you
well,
should
we'll see.
Take
well,
that in compliment.
Maybe I'll move to Spokane and start a hip-hop career.
And,
anyway, tomorrow we'll be rapping at the Paintball Assault Place.
I'll
it's
be
called
videotaping
Awaken.
It.
Awaken, if you guys come down to that. It's in Spokane. The info's at thejamhole.com and all over Facebook, whatever. So, should be a good time. Pill and Lyrical will be up here tomorrow.
Lyrical!
We're going to fucking kill it. He's bringing up a bunch of people.
Like I know.
7 people
I know.
Are all rolling up with him.
And we're all going to just do this damn thing. It should be interesting. We'll film it either way. And
supposedly, we all get VIP, and part of VIP is we all get a nug jug, and they fill that nug jug for
well,
us.
I heard,
is that not fucking awesome?
I heard we get a nug jar, and that there may or may not be... something
some filling
for it.
Involved.
A filling, a cream filling, if you will. Hopefully that's not cream, but yeah, that's what's
going on. I can pretend that
on.
I want it and get it and just give it to you.
Yeah, but we'll be back Wednesday. We're driving back Wednesday. We'll probably be doing a show Wednesday, right?
Yeah, we need we'll to go back into town probably early so I can stop and fish at a few places.
Maybe. We'll see.
And then go and talk to this guy about the job and then go home and set up our shit.
That's right. All
and
of
sleep,
our shit.
Probably, and hug and praise the kitty.
Oh my god! I don't even want to deal with. What if we never
love
picked,
the kitty?
What if we never picked her up?
I would make
you
get a kitten.
Yeah, leave her.
Just like pretend. What if I just never went back?
No,
that's
dude.
What you want. My cat. I'll give you Lucy.
She would be so sad.
No, I don't.
Could you live with yourself knowing that that cat is so sad, longing for her owner, her loved one, her family? Come on.
Thank you. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. 406-204-4687. That is our phone number. You can leave us a message. And yeah, we'll be back Wednesday for the next episode. Check the YouTube, thejamhole.com.
We're auctioning the poster.
And the poster,
thejamhole.com/donate.
Whoever gives us more money will get it.
Actually, what I wanted to do is you guys that are in the chat, stay after the show.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
I'll show you guys a close up of it.
Shut up.
You guys can bid on it. And then we'll fucking.
We're going bowling.
If you really want to, Matt and I are going to go get high.
That's right.
Save it for later and auction it on another day.
Right. We'll see you guys. I just want to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.